Good morning. We'll call this last final meeting of House Judiciary to order and ask our secretary to please take the roll.
Representatives Buckingham.
Here.
Engel.
Here.
Feinstein.
Here.
Gillespie. Gilson.
Here.
Lust.
Here.
Moore.
Here.
Peters.
Here.
Vanaman.
Here.
Valley. Willardson. Hunt.
Here.
Cutler.
Here. We do have a quorum present. Ask for approval of our prior minutes.
So moved.
Moved by Hunt.
Second.
Second by Gilson. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? Our minutes are approved. Well, we are here with a small group of joiners to our committee hearing this morning for the purpose of considering summer studies. And the process, for anyone who isn't familiar with it, is that the suggestion for a summer study is made by motion and seconded and voted on, just as we do other things from the committee. And then the report of the committee about summer studies will go on to the executive board, where they will make those decisions at a later time. So again, the purpose this morning is just for the consideration of summer studies. Does anyone have anything they want to start with? And we don't have to have recommendations either. It's simply an opportunity. I was reluctant at the end of our last meeting, even though we had some time. I didn't think that you had time to think about it. So Representative Lust.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Earlier in this committee's deliberations in January, there was a couple bills that came up. I think one defeated, one not, involving juvenile corrections and what's happening. I had the opportunity to talk to Judge Kern and get her thoughts on some of these bills, and she came up and testified, and she impressed upon me that there is a impending crisis in the juvenile corrections, and she bases that on the number of juveniles she's seeing on a daily basis and where they're ending up. So one recommendation I would have for a study would be to examine where we are now in the overall scope of juvenile corrections and where the trend is going. If we're going to have a large influx coming into our juvenile correction system, I think we need to know, is there any way we can prevent it, minimize it, and then whether or not we've got everything in place that needs to be in place to address it. So that would be recommendation I would have.
And would you like to just restate a little more succinctly, perhaps, what you recommend that the focus of the summer study be?
I would like the primary focus to be where is the trend going as far as juvenile corrections, the number of juveniles we have in the system, and what's happening to them currently, and where that's going to take us 5, 10 years from now, and is there anything we can do to stem that tide?
And that is your motion.
That is my motion. Thank you.
Is there a second? Seconded by Representative Feinstein. You've given us your remarks. Would you like to add anything further? Okay. We will go ahead and vote on Representative Lust's motion to study juvenile corrections. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The secretary will please call the roll.
Representatives Buckingham.
Aye.
Ingalls.
Aye.
Feinstein.
Aye.
Gillespie.
Aye.
Gilson.
Aye.
Lust.
Aye.
Moore.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Vanaman.
Aye.
Willardson. Hunt.
Aye.
Cutler.
Aye. And that motion is approved. So we will have one recommendation out of this committee for summer study. Are there any others? Well, if not, committee, Representative Gillespie. Seconded by Representative Ingalls. Further remarks, Representative Gillespie.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, the committee will remember I worked with UJS on discussing whether or not we needed a statewide review of how criminal judgments are collected, and that would include fines, costs, and restitution of an underlying misdemeanor and felony criminal judgments. And also the other issue was court-appointed attorney's fees in our counties. If you've ever spoken with any of your county commissioners or your auditor, counties are carrying, by and large, pretty heavy backlog of attorney's fees that are not being reimbursed to counties on court appointments. And that is anything from criminal judgments to also a nuisance like petitions, which tend to really carry a high price tag. So with that, Madam Chair, I would certainly encourage the committee members to certainly answer the question.
Thank you, Representative Gillespie. Further discussion on her motion, Representative Ingalls.
I like that idea because I know the counties just have a huge amount of uncollected court-appointed attorney fees. As lawyers, we get paid by the county. That's not the issue. The issue is whether the county can get it back. And I think there's people out there who, at some point, can afford to pay it back or can afford to make payments, and we just need a better way to be able to do that.
Thank you. Any further remarks on Representative Gillespie's motion for a summer study? If not, we will vote on Representative Gillespie's motion. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The secretary will please call the roll.
Representatives Buckingham.
Aye.
Ingalls.
Aye.
Feinstein.
Aye.
Gillespie.
Aye.
Gilson.
Aye.
Lust.
Aye.
Moore.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Vanneman.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Hunt.
Sure, why not?
Me too. That's an aye. And that recommendation will again go to the executive committee. Is there anything further of the committee?
Madam Chair.
Representative Feinstein.
This is not the source of a summer study, but keep in mind we're going to get something called UCC1 next year. We were able to not go through it this year. It's going to be going through the State Bar Business Law Committee, but just be aware that it's coming, and you know, we had a lot of informed law this year. This one's going to go through some channels before it gets there, and those things will come up and do come up, and there may be more, but just keep your eye out for it, and if members of the committee, look at it ahead of time so we have a little more education when we come in here.
Thank you. Anything further of the committee? Representative Gillespie. Well, thank you very much, Representative Gillespie. I have to say, as a committee, you made it easy for me to do my job, and we couldn't have gotten through the ambitious calendars and the bills that were assigned to us without everyone working in a spirit of cooperation and really a sensitivity toward fairness to our witnesses and the bills that came before us. And with that, I thank each and every one of you for your service on this committee. And I want to thank our secretary, Carolyn, and our staff, Ruben, for their help. You know that there are oftentimes we'd be in a world of trouble without their assistance. They quietly sit by and sit through hours and hours of what we do here. And so we want to acknowledge them and thank them very much for your help and your service. Thank you to the pages that have served, and to Becky, who has sat by and been my legs on many occasions up and down the stairs and back and forth finding witnesses for us and helping us keep track of our business in this committee. I really look forward to our next year together. I want to thank my vice chair also, who had to take the gavel for me often as I had to go do things and take care of business downstairs. And so I thank you, Representative Hunt, for your leadership in running the committee when I had to pass the gavel to you. And I will miss you. You know, we work hard together, and it's very intense, and you get used to coming up these stairs on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays to take care of business, and I hope that you find serving in this committee as fascinating and as stimulating to your brain. There's just hardly ever any other type of environment that you can learn so much in about the law and about the citizens of South Dakota as you can in this committee and the many different issues that come before us. So thank you for your hard work. We'll, I'm sure, be doing a lot more hard work next year. And if there's nothing further of the committee, Representative Gillespie?
No, Madam Chair, I'd just like to reiterate that Ruben, you know, his expertise cannot be understated.
Yes. Thank you. That is a well worth stating. Is there anything else, Representative Moore?
You made the notation that they sat quietly by. Would either one of you just like to scream at this
point? Give them a microphone. No, that, and you know, there's a lot of fast pace. We really do profit from Ruben's years and years of experience. He can oftentimes anticipate what's going to happen as we start moving amendments and things. We get creative sometimes in our committee work, and he has helped keep our everything from the amendments to and the bills and the minutes straight, which has helped us create and preserve the type of record that working with the law deserves. So, Representative Gillespie.
You know, Madam Chair, I find it so humorous. Sometimes we come up here and we think we're so bright and intelligent and have all these new ideas. And it's always important to go talk to Ruben because most of the time those ideas have been brought here once or twice over the last 30 years.
Yes, we have a lot of institutional memory sitting in one chair in this committee, so we all do benefit from that. And
Madam Chair, let me just, I certainly feel like the Representative Gillespie's earlier remarks are shared by every one of us in there. You've done a good job, and I in particular appreciate the way that you handle the witnesses and the out-of-town people and the citizens, because so many of them, it's the first time they've been in the Capitol, that you encourage them, you show them very great respect. I think as a result, all of those people that come before the Judiciary Committee because of the way that you're handling things, have handled things, walk out of here with a positive idea that, hey, South Dakota legislature is pretty good. They gave me a fair hearing, and maybe I won, maybe I lost, but I think they gain a lot of respect for the legislature. Thank you very much for that, especially.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. That means a lot to me. Okay, without further ado, if there's nothing further from the committee, again, thank you all. Safe travels. We have a busy few days left ahead of us down there on the floor. And with that, we need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Moved by Hunt, seconded by Valley. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? We are adjourned.